Hello and welcome to the Butterfly Soul Life Coaching School podcast. I'm your host, Jemwa Manifestation Coach, and welcome to this episode where I'm going to be talking about how to manifest anything instantly. So, instant manifestation has been my passion for about 4 years now. I've always felt that there has to be a way to instantly manifest anything into my life. Instant manifestations have happened for me in many ways, but for certain subjects in my life, it's been more difficult. So I'm going to talk about why that is, and I'm going to give you my formula, my secret formula for instant manifestations. So if you want to create more instant manifestations in your life and you want to see the power of your spiritual energy manifesting fast, then stay tuned. So the first thing that you need to know if you want to create more instant manifestations in your life is that getting into a God state of consciousness is the most powerful way to create this instant manifestation. How do you get into a God state of consciousness? You get into a God state of consciousness by, first of all, knowing what that is, right? So knowing what a God state of consciousness is. When you're in a God state of consciousness, you are not seeing duality. You are seeing yourself as God consciousness, as pure consciousness. You are pure consciousness experiencing a mind and a body and a physical world. So you, as God consciousness, as the source, these are all words you can use to say the same thing. The source, God consciousness, pure energy. I kind of use those words as I feel. So you as the source, right? You have a direct connection to source. It is you on the deepest level. It is the core of you. And then from there, you come out into the mental body, the emotional body, and the physical body. But your most powerful self is your God self, the pure source part of you, which is you. And you are experiencing a mental body, an emotional body, and a physical body, and a physical world. So when you want to manifest something, you want to speed it up, and possibly even an instant manifestation, what you want to do is go back into your source. Go backwards towards your pure source energy. So when you're there, certain kinds of thoughts that you will be thinking from God, from your source, is there's only you and what you think about. Okay, so we're removing our attention from the current physical reality. We're removing our attention from what any other human mind possibly could think. And we're even removing our attention from what we think about our current reality. So it's very fun. So what you want to do then, once you're connected to your pure source energy, the kinds of thoughts you will have from there are, no one else is thinking anything, okay? Because we're not putting our attention on that. We're only putting our attention on source. So from source, you're thinking, no one else is thinking anything. Nothing has ever been manifested. There is nothing except what I decide to create right here, right now. So you're removing all awareness of your desired manifestation not being here, not being allowed to happen, or if it's something you've been manifesting for a long time and it's been slow and you've had resistance around it, right? And it's just not happening. So you're removing all of that. You're removing all of your attention from that. Remove all your attention from that. Remove all your attention on what your current reality is. And you go straight to your source. You go straight into your God consciousness. And from there, then you think the thought of your wish fulfilled. Okay? You think of what you desire to be as if it is here now. And I really want to emphasize that. It's about the feeling of it being here now. That is the goal. That is what you're looking for. You're looking for being in your state of God consciousness, thinking one thought or just a few thoughts, right? This is very focused power of the mind and power of your feelings. So from God consciousness, you're thinking just a few thoughts that feel good to you. You can even say they're your affirmations. They have to feel good. They come with the feeling of the wish fulfilled. Okay? Or it has to mean something to you, right? It's whatever the words imply to you. So choose words that really are like medicine to you. So you're picking a few words, a few sentences, even just it could be one sentence that just really brings it home for you. And then you're feeling the feeling of it. It's here now. And that's all you're putting your attention on, right? That's all you're putting your awareness on. That's it. And if you can hold your awareness there for a few minutes, you know, I don't think it even matters how long you do it, because from God's state of consciousness, it's instant. So as soon as you tap into that vibration, you can create an instant manifestation from just that one connection to your source, the aligned thought and the aligned feeling. So again, from that state of God consciousness, there, no one else is thinking anything, right? We're not aware of anyone else's thoughts. There's no competition. So, you know, if you're trying to manifest something and you really believe that there's competition and you're aware of the competition, you're thinking about the competition, you're adding that to your source energy. You're adding that to your vibration. I'm not saying that we have to remove the idea of competition, like, 24/7 for the rest of our life. Like, no, we don't have to do that. But to create an instant manifestation, you're going to want to remove your attention temporarily, if not as often as you can, from the idea of that there's any competition, right? Because if you're the creator of your own reality and you decide to focus on competition, then that's what you will create. That's what you are creating. The moment you think about it, that's what you're creating. It really is that simple. I can't emphasize this enough to you guys or to myself to remember that really it takes just one thought to manifest something. And that includes what you want and what you don't want. So you can just say one thought about competition. Invite that into your reality and instant manifest it, right? So you're already instant manifesting competition, or you're already instant manifesting that other people are thinking this, or other people believe this about me, or whatever, right? Those are instant manifestations, because as soon as you think that thought and you feel it to be true, the person shows up that way, right, in your reality. So you're instant manifesting what you don't want. So this is about instant manifesting what you do want and getting your best, highest possible outcomes. So another key factor in this is having the belief that your life does truly get to be everything you want. That's important. It's really important to remember to go after what we really, truly want. I don't think we do this enough. I think we constantly get pulled back into the rut of settling. And we want to do the opposite. Yeah, even if our highest desires don't manifest right away, we still want to be constantly going the other direction of reach higher. Not put effort and force it to happen, but reach higher in the sense that you're knowing from your God state of consciousness, anything is possible and you can create that with the right focus, attention, and energy. Sometimes we don't realize what energy we need to manifest something until we go through a little more life experience or until you work with an amazing manifestation coach, until you work with someone who is specializing in this kind of energy. Hint, hint. So you can speed these bigger dreams and goals, right? The things that you really desire, you can speed them up. They can become instant manifestations. And you can completely remove the middle stuff. You can remove the middle completely, because when you go straight to your God self, go straight into your God consciousness, you can create that instant manifestation. And if you're stable in your God consciousness, you can keep it in your reality as well. That's a whole nother subject. So I may say that for another podcast. But I just want to emphasize that I really don't see people going after what they truly want enough. And it's not like you make it happen in the 3D. I'm saying you go after it in your energy. You align to it in your energy. And you get into a state of God consciousness with it in your energy, which pulls it to you in your reality. You know, it's like thinking of life instead of it as an outward thing, like, okay, I got to make this happen and do this and get there and climb this ladder outside of me. It's not, life isn't like that. We will be in that state of consciousness sometimes, I think so. We will go in and out of God consciousness and human consciousness. So you will be in that outer focus part of your life if you want to be. I think we came here to manifest that, like that's why we're here. But anyways, again, that's a whole nother subject. But I believe that it's the inward, right? It's going into your God self. It's aligning with the right thoughts and feelings. It's creating the right assumptions. It's creating the right belief systems. It's imagining the right things. It's visualizing the right things, right? That's what actually creates. And then taking action from there, from that energetic space, is when you really see things manifesting fast. But again, you can also still just have an instant manifestation from shifting your energy. That's something that I'm really passionate about. So it's all about what you prefer to do and what feels good to you. Always remember that no matter what I say or any other coach or teacher says to you, any other expert, you are always the expert of your own experience. You are always the expert of you. You are always the source of you, you know, whatever feels right to you, whatever feels true to you, that should be the most important thing. And just taking in what you hear from the outside as pointers or, you know, food for thought, and then things that really do resonate, allowing those to sink in and focusing more on those things. But I just want to emphasize, and I want to make sure that my audience knows that's what I encourage all my clients to do, is to really believe in their own source. Because only they can be the expert of themselves. So anyways, getting into the God state of consciousness, knowing that there's no competition, there's only you and what you're thinking. And when you tap into that God state of consciousness, it will manifest so fast. And you will pull it to you. Okay, I think that's all I wanted to share in this podcast. I know there was one other idea that I wanted to make sure I shared, and now I can't think of it. Okay, I remember. So it has to do with what I was saying about making sure we really give ourselves the opportunity to aim high. Okay, this is the reason why. This is what I wanted to explain to you guys. The reason why we want to make sure we go after our fullest expression of what we desire, energetically, right? The reason why I want to make sure everyone knows that that's a really, really good thing to do is because you're going to have more drive to manifest that thing. Your energy is what manifests, right? So when you really want something, you can manifest it really fast from your God state of consciousness with it, because that energy of desire propels the manifestation. So it's actually a good thing, right? And this is counterintuitive because we have not been taught this. We've been taught the other way. We've been taught to settle. We've been taught to settle for what we've been taught to live happy with what we don't want. Like, that seems like the goal, right, that we all learned growing up. How can I be happy even though I don't have what I want, right? That's like the goal. That's what everyone's like trying to manifest. Let me just be happy even though I can't have what I want. No, that's not the way it has to be. Because anyone who's living in that kind of a reality doesn't understand how to use their spiritual energy to manifest. So anyways, you do get to have that, you know, really highest desires of your life. Those are the ones you're meant to manifest. I would focus more on those. You know, as you please, don't do anything that doesn't feel out of alignment with you. But in the long run, that's what you want to be reaching for, is always designing your reality from your highest desires, knowing that you do get to have everything you want. You do get to have it the way you want it. You do get to have the life you want. You just got to continue to put yourself in that state of having it from your connection to source energy. And again, the reason why you want to do that is because you do have more energy that supports you. That's your spiritual energy saying, yes, go for this, because I got your back, right? Your higher self has your back in manifesting that thing. And your human self may actually fight it, like may want you to settle. So it's just about which voice are you going to listen to, your human conditioned mind or your spiritual higher self. And I think life is a constantly going back and forth between the two. But we do have the opportunity to stabilize ourselves more in our higher self and live more of that highest desired life. And the reason why it's good to do that, one more time, I just want to reiterate it, is because you have more energy to manifest that. When you really want to manifest something and you have that high desire for it, that high desire energy will carry it into form. So it is a good thing to manifest what you want. And remember, just connect to your God state of consciousness to pull it to you fast. This has been Joanne Manifestation Coach. Thank you so much for listening. If you are interested in getting into any of my programs, go ahead and visit my website at thebutterflysoullifecoachingschool.com. Feel free to send me an email if you have any questions. thebutterflysoullifecoach@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. Have a lovely week.